one of the holiest sites for Jews and Muslims in Jerusalem, reopened in time for Friday morning prayers after Israeli authorities rescinded a rare order to take control of the site over the Arab religious officials who have controlled it for decades. The site of the Temple Mount to Jews and the Haram al-Sharif to Muslims was closed after Israeli police shot and killed a Palestinian man, a suspect in an assassination attempt on a Jewish activist. For more on this, we're joined by Noga Tarnopolsky, senior Israel and Palestine correspondent for the Ground Truth Project and Global Post. Noga, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thank you very much.
So I was listening there a moment ago. There's actually shooting in your neighborhood. You're very near to where everything's going on.
I am very near. I'm especially near to where both the attempted assassination and then the killing of the suspect took place. It's literally in my neighborhood. And what we were hearing before were the sounds of these kind of fireworks or petards that are being sent off as part of the protests.
And the protests are coordinated with Friday prayers?
It's hard to say right now. Yes, they're associated with the Friday prayers, and I don't know if you just heard that.
Yes.
Fatah, that is the party of Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, called for a day of rage today. I don't think that's a direct order from him or anything, but his party. And so there's really a lot of push among extremists on both sides, I have to say, for a confrontation. And it's terrible to see that.
Does this have echoes of the historic event when the late Ariel Sharon actually went to the Temple Mount and acted as though he was actually taking control of the Temple Mount? And that, of course, spawned violence years ago.
Yeah, of course it does. I'm not sure he acted as if he were taking control. He simply went up there and strolled there. And that point is really important if we want to try and understand the maybe impossible to keep status quo in Jerusalem. In other words, this teeny tiny square that you referred to as Haram al-Sharif for Muslims and the Temple Mount for Jews, Jews basically don't have access to go up and pray there, despite the fact that it's adjacent to the Western Wall of the Temple and it's the most holy site for any religious Jew, without doubt. And that's part of a very difficult status quo that's been developed in Jerusalem, in which Jews have access to one place, Muslims have access to another. And as things have gotten more and more tense, mutual access has really been reduced. What has happened is that extremists have really hijacked the argument.
Is there any initiative on the part of the Israeli government to attempt to negotiate some sort of orderly access?
It's ironic because especially such a right-wing government that likes to claim over and over again that Jerusalem is the eternal and unified capital of the Jewish state seem to have relinquished control over their own capital city and over Jerusalem and really handed it over almost hook, line, and sinker to these very extremist factions who right now, I think, are putting the city and possibly more than just the city in danger.
Noga Tarnopolsky is a senior Israel and Palestine correspondent for the Ground Truth Project and Global Post, reporting for us today from the Abu Tor neighborhood, which is very near to the Temple Mount and the Haram al-Sharif. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.